Holistic Voice presents the Food Heals podcast with your hosts, Alison Melody and Susie Hardy. Join the Food Heals Nation and learn the secrets to go from feeling unwell to healing yourself.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put in their Lululemons and take a yoga class while drinking a green juice. If you experience any of these symptoms, text your priest immediately.
All right, welcome Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Alison Melody. This is a super short and sweet bonus episode coming at you. This is really just to talk about some goals for 2021 and to help make sure that you feel, you know, empowered to take on this year. And I felt inspired just to talk to you for a minute because, you know, the news and recent events and everything going on in the world, it's very easy to get down. It's very easy to get depressed. And before some of the recent events of 2021 happened, I was live in my Rise Mastermind in December, and I had meditated on the collective energy of the group and came up with kind of 10 steps to just set our 2021 on fire in a good way. And so I got such a great response from it that I decided to share it with you. So it's a short clip and it's from the December Rise Mastermind, and I just wanted to pass on the inspiration to see if it makes you feel better about what you're doing this year. And before I get to that, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about Rise. Rise is a community. It's a monthly meetup. It's a place where wellness entrepreneurs build wellness empires, and we all support one another and collaborate and really help each other to grow. And, you know, our goal is really to create more impact, more influence, and income in our wellness journeys, in our wellness businesses. So if you're a wellness professional or an entrepreneur, or you want to start something new this year, doing something that has passion and purpose and meaning for you, that's what this is for. If you wake up, you know, many days and you're like, gosh, is there something better out there for me? Is there something greater I could be doing? Or you feel that drive to do something and you're just like, oh, I don't have time for that. How can I make money doing that? How can I even put myself out there? Because no one knows that I have this passion, or no one knows that I have this talent, right? If you're just feeling that itch to do more, be more, create more, you have that message burning up inside of you, or if you're sick of working to make someone else's dreams come true and you're ready to build your own and you just want to make an impact on your friends, on your family, on clients, and on those who you haven't even met yet, who you know are out there looking for that magic that you have, who are out in the world, right? So it's like, that's who Rise is for. And you can learn all about it at foodhealsnation.com/rise. Or if you just go to foodhealsnation.com and you can click on the Rise Mastermind. So we are gearing up for 2021. Our first meeting is in about a week. So I would love to have you if this is something that interests you. And I wanted to shout out some member wins that they shared with me that they had in 2020, just to inspire you that, you know, if they did it, all of us can do it too, right? So Tamar says her biggest win of 2020 was starting the podcast, which is The Road to Health. Definitely check it out. She also started her own coaching business and wrote a book, all within a 6-month period. An amazing book, by the way, while she was still working at a full-time job. So as Tamar says, she has shown herself that anything is possible if you want it bad enough, and she has a desire to help others, and that's her passion, and that fuels it. And so check out her book, The Road to Health, on Amazon. Susmitha says, here is a list of the things that she actually managed to accomplish as a direct and indirect result of being in the Rise Mastermind in 2020. She created a website. She started an email list. She built truly meaningful connections and friendships. And she says, this is Allie's superpower, connecting people. Thank you. That means a lot to me. She said, number 4, interviewing so many amazing women on her podcast. Number 5, got interviewed on multiple podcasts. Number 6, she started a vegan business coaching program. Number 7, she built online courses. Number 8 was she created an impressive press and media kit, which is something I love and I teach. And number 9, she says, there are many other nuanced influences too that have helped me grow and become more confident as a multi-passionate solopreneur. So I love Sue Smitha. She's created so much, and she came on our Italy retreat, I guess a year and a half ago now. But check out our podcast, The Feel Good Factor, which is something that I helped her start, and I was just honored to be on her 50th episode. Christy says, in 2020, I was featured on 10 podcasts, 3 summits, and 1 online magazine, The Elephant Journal, and her story was accepted to be published in Tiny Buddha, and it will be published in 2021. So she says she achieved her goal of becoming more visible on podcasts and online. And yeah, she says her greatest accomplishment would be the getting published on Tiny Buddha. She submitted a very personal story that she had never shared before, and it has a great following, and it's in alignment with her. And she wanted to get her story out there to be seen as a writer, and she did it. So very, very proud, Christy. Really great job. She's working on a beautiful book. Check her out online. Ryan, he says, the proudest moment was getting his book published, and his book is called Getting Off the Roller Coaster, A Beginner's Guide to Nutrition, Fitness, and Mindset for Lasting Weight Loss. And he says not only was writing the book a lifetime goal of his, but it also helped him wipe away a lot of insecurities and imposter syndrome that he didn't even know that he had professionally. So he says it was really a fulfilling experience through and through. So check out his book on Amazon. And then we've got Flossie, and she says, my proudest moment was it blew my mind when I wrote my first book in 10 weeks and it made international bestseller in 20 categories. Up to this day, she says she is still in awe. So a lot of people wrote books this year. So if that's something that you want to do, you want to accomplish, it's absolutely doable. And it's something that this mastermind can really, really help you with. So her book is called Village Vibes, Shockingly Simple Ways to Stop Autoimmune Disease. And it's an incredible story. So I definitely recommend everyone checks it out. All right, Marissa, she says her biggest outward accomplishment was receiving a broadcast production award for a song that she wrote. Congratulations. She's an amazingly talented artist. And her biggest inward accomplishment was saying no to more things. The world ain't gonna end if I don't go on every podcast I'm asked to be on. So some of the mastermind members are going on more and more podcasts, and some are going, you know what, I'm good. So wherever you are, it's all good. Check out Marissa's podcast, Incandescent. Alana says, as tough as this year has been, I have a few accomplishments that I'm especially proud of. One of her recipes was featured on parade.com, and she was included on a list of 15 mouthwatering food photographers to follow on Instagram. Yes, follow her, Sprouts and Krauts. That was on the B&H photo blog. B&H is a huge brand. She says what she's most excited about is that she launched the Eat Your Vegetable collab, and that is a monthly food photography collaboration on Instagram that's all about celebrating seasonal vegetables. So each month features a different seasonal vegetable theme that participants can showcase through a beautiful ingredient shot, a delicious recipe, or any other creative way they come up with. So, you know, she came up with this idea in June. She wasn't sure if anyone would be interested, but it's been growing steadily with over 200 people signed up, and she's really excited to continue in 2021 and beyond. So those are just a few of the celebratory wins that my members submitted to me. And if you guys are listening and I didn't call you out, it means you didn't submit me your top win. So feel free to send it to me and I will give you a shout out. And later I'm going to talk about some of the testimonials I got. So we'll do that later. But first, right now, I want to play you this excerpt from December, all about really how to thrive in your life, in your health, with your health, and in your business in 2021. Roll it, Roxy.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
I really just meditated on our collective energy, and I was like, what does the group need to hear? And I came up with 10 things to take into, to absorb and take into 2021. And You know, personally, I'm an action taker and I love my to-do list and I love learning how to do something and then implementing it. Like that brings me so much joy. But for the rest of the month, I'm going to do a little bit of less of that. And I invite you to do the same. Instead of crossing everything off on the to-do list, really go inward and envision the life that you see for yourself and that you want to create in 2021. So instead of that massive to-do list or all the things that we need to get done, instead, just really get quiet and get clear. When we're quiet, we can hear more. And so what I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to be brief so we can talk to all of you, but it's really some things you've heard me say before, certainly, but it's okay to hear them again. And then some new things that really came out of this meditation that I wanted to share. So I was just like laying there, listening to my meditation music, and things would just come to me. So then I'd wake up and type, and then I'd lay back, wake up and type. And so it really, I believe it is for the collective of all of us to hear. All right, so number one is just to remember that you are an original. You are unique. There's no one else on this earth that has the same skills, abilities, experiences, and knowledge that you do. And your life lessons, they have been taught to you. You are learning them for a purpose. I believe that purpose is so that you can share and help others, right? And there's a quote by D.M. Dillinger that says, "You are unrepeatable. There is a magic about you that is all your own." So take that in. Can we just take a deep breath and just say, I am magical. I am fucking magical. Like no one can take away your magic. Don't let them. And how does that feel? Does that feel scary? Does that feel exciting? Like if I say you're magical, does that, you know, feel free to type in the chat. Like, does that feel good? And if it feels scary, that's okay. Like we can just let that go. You are fucking magical. So am I. And together we can create even more magic. And so just remember that. Number two is that realize that people need you. People need you. There are more people who need your help, your gifts, than there are helping people in the world. There are people right now are suffering more than ever. Why? Because they're living in fear. We have to live in love. As long as we are vibrating in love, we can help the people who are in fear. Whatever it is that we teach, whether it is getting sober, starting a side hustle, workouts, exercise, nutrition, motivation, whatever it is, you can help people. And there are so many people who need your high vibrations right now because they're vibing so low. They are so scared with the economy. They are so scared of this disease. They are terrified of their future. And even if you're a little terrified too, I know that you can help them. And just remember that those people are looking for you. So be that person and you will automatically attract them. And as you shine that light, you allow others to bathe in your light, right? Don't let them steal your light. Let them bathe in your light. And that ignites the spark to turn on their own light. Number three, this is really important. Charge what you are worth. I know everyone says that. I'm not telling you to overcharge and be a fucking millionaire overnight. I'm just telling you don't undercharge. Why? First of all, you want to attract the right people that you can help. And if you attract low vibe people, your high vibration is not going to be a match with them. And therefore, you cannot help lift them up. So know that you have people that you can help, but you cannot help everybody. Just like when my dad was sick and I learned about nutrition and I tried to help him, we were vibrating on different frequencies. He was never going to be at the place where I was. Maybe if I had had years with him, I would have. But in 6 months, when you have 6 months to live, there's no way that he was going to match my frequency. And so that was one of the biggest life lessons I ever had. Now, does that mean I'm going to stop helping people because I couldn't help my dad? No, that means I'm going to now go into this more than ever with more passion for the people that I can help. I can't help everyone. Not everyone can receive what I have. Let me look him in. Not everyone can receive what I have to offer. Not everyone can vibrate where I am. But if you're here and they're here and they can't pay you what you're worth, you're not going to be able to bring them up to here anyway. So charge what you're worth to the person that is here. And then you can vibrate on the same frequency and you can uplift them with your energy, right? Does that make sense, you guys? And then remember, you've heard me say this before, but I will continue to say it until the day I die, that we are all here to help people. And there are companies who are charging, who are making billions of dollars keeping people sick. You know who they are, Big Pharma, Big Agra, all of the things. Why shouldn't we be making that same amount of money getting people healthy, getting people happy, helping find them love in their life, right? Helping them find their side hustle, helping them get sober, helping them with working out, helping them with their nutrition plan, helping them love themselves, helping them cultivate self-love. There is no reason why you shouldn't be charging what you are worth. And again, I don't say this from that guru perspective of, you know, you can make $1 million if you just charge all your clients $10,000. Charge what you're worth and where you're vibrating at. And the right people that can receive the information will be there with you. And if you charge too low, you're going to attract people that you can't necessarily help. And they may stay in that victim mentality. And then that makes you feel like your teaching is not effective. So don't let them bring you down, right? Vibrate. Invite the people to work with you at a price point that vibrates with where you are, just a few steps ahead of them. Number four is, if you want it, you can manifest it. But remember that, look, I love writing it down. I love saying it out loud. I love doing all the things. But remember that manifestation is not just about saying it, declaring it, or writing it down. Those things help, but you have to get into the feeling of it. You have to feel the emotion of you already having the thing. So if you're sitting here going, I don't have enough clients. I don't know how to do this. I don't feel loved right now. You have to love yourself. When you put out that love, you get love. I'm sure Kim would agree with me, right? It's like if you don't value yourself, how are you going to have other people value your time and give you their money and be able to charge what you're worth? It's like they say, dress for the job that you want to have. Like, I know we're all entrepreneurs and we're at home during the pandemic and we can work in our PJs and that's amazing. But don't forget the philosophy of dressing for the job that you want. Act as if you already have it. Dance around, do, you know, my playlist of songs, I always play some of them at the beginning. Dance around and feel yourself confidence grow. Feel yourself as if you already have that client. You already have that money. You already have that love. You already have cultivated that thing that you want. And when you feel it, that's when you draw it energetically into you. Yes, you can write it down. Yes, you can say it out loud. I love mantras. But if you don't believe it, you won't receive it, right? Energy flows where intention goes. You guys know this. Number five, get really, really clear on that elevator statement. So you probably know mine. I help wellness entrepreneurs build wellness empires. Coincidentally, Chris shared hers with me yesterday. Hers is, I help career professionals make time for their side hustle so they can live up to their potential. So that's really clear. Mine's really clear. Now, someone can also say, how do you do that, right? So I would say, well, how do I do that? How do I help wellness entrepreneurs build empires? Well, I'm the host of Food Heals, the author of a book by the same name, public speaker and karaoke queen. My biggest passion is teaching people to take their health into their own hands and helping entrepreneurs create more impact, influence, and income in their business. And then I could have a list of my services, right? So have that one statement and then that 30 seconds for when someone says, why or how do you do that, right? Ashley, who's in this group, hers is, I help wellness and lifestyle entrepreneurs establish legal foundations so that they can create, grow, and scale. My friend Travis's, who I know is trained in this group before, he says, I help busy entrepreneurs produce world-class podcasts that help drive revenue, increase authority, and explode their network. So if you have one already, oh, I got some in the chat. Let's see. Tamar, I empower women in recovery to embrace their authentic selves and live up to their true potential. Exactly. I love that. And let's see. Oh, Chris, thank you. She's like, preach, fuck yeah, amen. I love it. Tamar says tingly. I love it. And if you guys have one that you want to post in the chat, please go for it. Sorry, I go back and forth between my notes, letting people in, and then I miss the chat. But I love the responses, and I promise I'll be brief so that we can get to all of you and set some really good intentions for next year and how we can all support each other. So you just get super clear on that one sentence elevator that you can, if someone asks you what you do, it tells them a lot, but it also piques their curiosity. So they say, how do you do that? And then you have your 30 seconds, right? Everyone got that. I know you guys got that. All right. Number six. So there's only 10, so we're halfway through. Stop waiting for others' permission, approval, or love. Stop waiting to be ready. You are ready now. They always say start before you're ready. Look, it's scary, but start now. No one else's approval matters. Do you approve of yourself? Do you love yourself enough to take your destiny into your own hands? We're not leaving this up to others. We're not waiting for permission. You don't have to audition to play a role. You can make a YouTube video, right? There's no one guarding the gates of your possibility. So you guard the gates. So open the gates, you know? I truly believe that we live in a time like no other. Let's take advantage of it. All those things that we learned when we were younger, that you had to audition, that you had to be approved, that you had to go on that job interview, that doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, it can exist if we want it to, and that's what we want, and it's great, no problem. But if you want it, you create it. Do not wait for anyone else to approve of you, not your husband, not your friends, not your family, not your friend from Facebook. None of those people matter. You approve of yourself with your self-love. When you move forward in confidence, the universe will meet to support you where you're at. If you have that passion, there's a reason for it. And if you let that passion just die inside of you, that's what creates disease. That's what creates us being depressed or unhappy or chronic conditions or pain. So don't let that be you. Let that out. And 2021 is the year to do it, because I don't think it's going to get much worse than 2020. So if we're at the bottom, let's raise up to the top, right? Number 7, there is no wealth without health. What is your habit of self-care? I know I have quite a few. I break them all the time. I am not standing over here telling you I'm perfect. I have a lot of habits that will never change, and then a lot I try to cultivate, fall off the wagon, and come back. In 2021, for those of you who are staying in Rise and Bloom, I see, yeah, a couple of you guys agree. For those of you who are staying in Rise and Bloom, we are adding a health component. So every single month, we are going to add one thing to our regimen so that by the end, we are a new person with our 12 new healthy habits. And they're not going to be hard. I'm not telling you you have to work out 2 hours a day or anything like that. Now, if you do, I'm proud of you, and I'm not going to do that, but good for you. But they will be simple, actionable, and really, really easy. Easier than you think. And then once you do something for 21 days, it creates a new habit. So once you've done it for 30 and you start feeling better and you start feeling the effects, you're probably going to keep it. So the dog is trying to get in. Okay. So what are your self-care practices? Is it meditation? Sorry, God, medication. Meditation, exercise, journaling, dancing, singing, eating healthy, drinking more water. How can you prioritize yourself? And energetically, as you do that, it will allow everything else to fall into place. How are you cultivating your self-love practices, your self-care practices? Do you need to set up a morning routine? What does that look like for you? I love Hal Elrod. I love the Morning Miracle. He's got a new film coming out. I don't care if you do it in the morning. I don't care if you do it at night. I don't care if you do it at midday. Cultivate the self-care practice that works for your lifestyle. And always put on your oxygen mask first. There's a reason they say that on the airplane, because you can't help the kid next to you put on their mask if you are out of breath. You cannot help your family. You cannot build your business if your health and you are a little bit selfish. Your health must come first. So what are those practices that will help you stay healthy throughout the year? Okay, just checking the waiting room. Number 8, anything that is not serving you in 2020, let it go. If you're not passionate about it, it's gone. December 31st, that's your deadline. This is my challenge to you. Don't bring that shit into 2021. Let it go with love. Oh my God, what does that say? Let that shit go. Look, Chris, can you guys see her screen? Let me pop it up. Let's see. There it is. Yes. Is that a card?
It's a journal. I did an Instagram reel on this today. It's really fantastic. It's very appropriately filled with lots of swear words, but the exercises are really good. They make you think a lot.
I love that. Okay, I need one. That's perfect. That's exactly what we're talking about. Go get that journal and let that shit go. And yeah, I like journals that curse because it makes me feel like authentic, because that's who I am as well. Let's see. Yeah, let it go. What else did I say? Okay, so how do you let something go that no longer serves you? It could be a concept. It could be a way of thinking. It could be a person. It could be anything that no longer serves you. How do you let it go? Say thank you. thank you so much for the lessons you've learned. Look, if there's a toxic person in your life, you don't have to call them up and go, thanks, girl, for all the lessons. Bye. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. You do this internally, okay? You can write them a letter if it's a human. You can write yourself a letter if it's a toxic belief system. Whatever it may be, let that shit go. Don't bring it into 2021. I can't guarantee it won't come back and haunt you a little bit, but the more often you do this type of work, the more it will exit your being. So I do write and burn. You guys know that. Write down the issue. Let it all out. Curse, cry, whatever it might be. No one's ever going to see this. It's private. It's not a journal that your kids can find or your family can find. And then you burn that shit and let it go. And that takes the energy out of your being and creates space for the good to come in. So just get really, really intentional with your thoughts and actions and letting go of the thoughts and things in your life that no longer serve you. Be clear on what to say yes to. Get clear on when to say no. Be unapologetic about your no's. And this is also the time to stop people pleasing. Only do the things that bring you joy and serve your highest good. We're learning right now through the pandemic, life is short. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know if we can leave our homes. Like, I'm in LA, some of you guys are too, not everyone, but we're on lockdown. I know not every state is. It's hard to know that I can't leave my house and go sit at a restaurant right now. That's sad. That's lonely. I don't know what the next 2 weeks are going to bring. I don't know what the next 2 months are going to bring. So I have to be clear on what I can do to bring myself joy. And there's nothing holding me back from my greatness except myself. Outside circumstances, I can either let them affect me or not. So I have to cultivate those practices to make sure that they're not affecting me day to day. Do they? Of course. That's why I have tools. That's why I have practices, right? So be really intentional with your thoughts, words, and actions. Stop people pleasing. Don't shrink to fit someone else's mold. You know, you are the top five people you spend the most time with. Who are you surrounding yourself with? You've got amazing people in this group to surround yourself with. And I found a George Carlin quote who my parents were always really into, and I don't think I got it until I was older, but he says, I often warn people somewhere along the way, someone is going to tell you there is no I in team. What you should tell them is maybe not, but there's an I in independence, individuality, and integrity. So I thought that was funny because I do believe in working together with like-minded individuals, but also letting go of those who you no longer need in your life. Let go of the disease to please, right? I think I heard disease to please was from Oprah or something. I heard it from some big guru. I loved it. Why do we have the disease to please? Let that go. If you look at your intention and you're honest with yourself about what it is that you truly desire, the disease to please will melt away. Number 9, 2 more. Write it down, make it happen. I know I said writing isn't the only thing to do because you have to feel it too, but I'm obsessed with this book. It wasn't here earlier. Okay, I don't know where I put it because I carry it around with me and do little exercises. It's Henriette Clouser. She says, life is a narrative that you have a hand in writing. And she just talks about all of these amazing testimonials of people who wrote down what they wanted or wrote future love letters to their future husbands and then manifested them. Maybe Kim has something to say about that. But, you know, it's writing it down, the future that you want to see. And when you write something down, it's like a contract, an agreement with the universe so that you're co-creating. So take some time in a journal to write out, you know, what does your life look like in 2021? The pandemic's still going to exist. So how are you going to make the best of it? What are you going to be doing to bring yourself joy and business and happiness and family and relationships or whatever it is that you want? How are you going to continue to do the thing that your soul is calling you to do? I know a lot of you wrote books this year and you couldn't do a book tour. So what are you going to do online to promote that book? My book tour, I got to do one book signing in March and then it was shut down. So I feel you for those of you who wrote a book. How are you going to pivot with your dreams? Maybe you write another book and then you do a double book tour. I think that's what I'm going to do. But write it down, make it happen. There's also another book that I read in grad school that I love. I just re-picked it up and it's called Visioning, the 10 Steps to Designing the Life of Your Dreams. And she has a really cool thing where you write left-handed and then you write right-handed. And what comes out of that is really, really powerful. So that's another book I just want to recommend because it's really fun. And if you're visual, there's also a lot you can do with vision boards and things like that. So if you have a vision board or you haven't done one in a while, this is a perfect time to start from scratch and either add to the vision board or start a brand new one. Let's see. That was number 9. Okay, so this is number 10. You guys know this one. Be unapologetic about who you are. Don't spend time with people who think small. Don't try to fit into a norm. Maya Angelou says, if you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. So if you're a weirdo, great. Let's be weird. Let's be different. Let's be cool. I think people are waking up when it comes to health and business, but it's a slow awakening. You guys are already awake. You see what is possible. You see that you can heal yourself. You see that you can build a business and have and not rely on the government or not rely on a job if you choose not to. But many people don't see that. So you are awake. So let's help wake up other people and be unapologetic about that. Yeah, you can heal yourself. Oh, you have a virus? Here's some vitamin D. Oh, you lost your job? What if you did something you were passionate about and cultivated some clients that way? Give people that advice because you've done it and you believe it and you see it and you're awake. So many people are not awake and they need to hear from you, right? So voice, you know, be loud, be unapologetic. Share your value with the world. I don't care if it seems small and insignificant at times, just to make a comment that might, you might make a comment that opens up someone's worldview and then they ask you about it. And, you know, maybe they take offense at first and then later they're like, tell me more about that, that vitamin D, you know, or whatever it might be that you have started to awaken within them. I love this Brene Brown quote. She says, cause I think, well, let me go back. The reason that we try to fit into mold is because we want that sense of community. You've already got that sense of community because you have groups like Rise and Bloom, and I'm sure you're in so many other groups with people who are like-minded and resonate with you, whether it's health or business or something else. And so you've got those people around you. So why, if you're in another community who's not entrepreneurial or who is not in health and wellness, why are we trying to hide who we are? Well, it's probably because we want to fit into that community. Stop that nonsense right now. People will still love you and respect you. And if they don't, it's not about you. It's their own problem. And so Brene Brown says, belonging is the innate human desire to be part of something larger than us. Because this yearning is so primal, we often try to acquire it by fitting in and by seeking approval, which are not only hollow substitutes for belonging, but often barriers to it. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. Our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. Take that in. If you guys know Brene, check her out. She's great. And I just think that, you know, the trick to showing up unapologetically is knowing exactly who you are inside and out and just saying it frequently, online, in person, however it may be, speaking your truth. And the people who need to hear it will be there to receive it. And the people who aren't ready, you'll probably affect them later. And that's okay. All right, Food Heals Nation. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it inspired you. I hope it just made you feel good, if nothing else. And so that's kind of a taste of our discussions in the Rise Mastermind. Now, I do a lot more tactical types of things where we go behind the scenes of how to do something. So whatever questions the group has, if it's like how to get featured in media or how to start a wellness podcast or a YouTube series or what to post on social media to have more impact, those are things that we talk about, you know, sales funnels, softwares, all that kind of stuff to build your wellness business. And then we also talk about the tough stuff and what we're going through and what might be holding us back from our greatness. And if we're suffering from things like imposter syndrome, it's really a community to help each other grow together. So if you're interested in joining for 2021, we are still adding members. That's at foodhealsnation.com/rise. It's a very, very low monthly. I wanted to make it so accessible for all my wellness entrepreneurs who are ready to really expand this year and beyond. So if this sounds like you, if this resonates with you, definitely join. We have an amazing, amazing community. So here are some of the testimonials I got recently. So Tamar, who I mentioned earlier, says, being a part of Rise and Bloom has completely changed my life. I remember when I first joined and I didn't even know what an email opt-in was. Through Allison's coaching, coaching and the support of this amazing community, I have done things in 2020 that I could have never imagined possible. Allison and the Rise and Bloom family has helped me start my podcast, launch my own coaching business, write my very first book, which became an Amazon bestseller. Such an amazing experience. And it was a joy to have Tamara in the group. And she's in the 2021 group. So if you join, you'll get to work with her. And she's an excellent cheerleader for all the work that we're all doing. Flossie says, with zero technology and hardly any typing skills, the Rise Mastermind led by Allison Melody believed in me and helped me fight the imposter syndrome and achieve my greatest achievement of all. Thank you. And she says her achievement was writing her book. And I remember when Flossie first came on the calls, I don't think she talked for the first 2 or 3 months. And then once she started talking and getting excited and started doing her Facebook Lives and started, you know, garnering that following and doing what she loves, she's a big juicer. We couldn't shut her up. She could not wait to speak on every call. And now she is just crushing it with those goals. So, you know, if you're shy, there's people like Flossie who can inspire you. If she can do it, any of us can do it. Susmita says, Allie's mastermind group is nothing like I've ever experienced before. I've been a part of some lovely communities, but this one has the kind of energy that'll get you inspired and motivated to actually work towards making things happen in your life, all while feeling super supported and cared for. I joined the group to learn more about growing my podcast and my Instagram account, and I didn't have many other expectations. But you guys know I said at the beginning all the top 7 or 9 things that she was able to create. So she says, I am so grateful to Allie and this incredible group. If you need motivation, inspiration, and loving support on your entrepreneurial journey, join this mastermind at least for 1 year in your life. So Susmita, Flossie, Tamar, they are all also in this year. And then we've got Priya. Priya says, I have thoroughly enjoyed your guidance, advice, and beautiful energy. They say it's so important to surround yourself with people you admire and look up to and choose coaches for yourself who are going to constantly push you. And that is what Rise means to me. It's been so amazing to have Priya in the group. She started her podcast this year. I am so proud of her. Check out her podcast, Inhale Courage, Exhale Fear. And we've got Chris McPeak. She is my OG because she has been in all 5 or 6 iterations of the mastermind. So she's been with me since I started doing this, which is really incredible. And I'm really honored to have her in every iteration of the mastermind that we've done. And this is actually the testimonial she wrote me last year. So it's like she has accomplished so much in such a short amount of time. And she says, I owe so much to Allison Melody, my mentor and mastermind facilitator, for creating the Rise Mastermind. Working with Allison and my other Rise colleagues, I found the energy, courage, and determination to accomplish the following milestones. I finished my second book and launched a podcast. I created 3 online courses. I signed my first 3 coaching clients, one of whom is coming back for a second round. I started a mastermind group for people who are looking to change careers. Allison has not only developed a thriving environment for entrepreneurs to learn and grow, but she has nurtured a community of wellness professionals who respect and care for each other. I'm fully dedicated to learning as much as I can in this entrepreneurial classroom, but Allison is the only person to whom I've invested in for multiple programs. She could create training programs on screwing in light bulbs and I would invest in it. I love that. Thank you so much, Chris. You want to invest in yourself and your business, invest in this mastermind. So check Chris out at Elevate Your 8. That is her show and her book and many other things that she does. And she's created so much more since she wrote this. And she's just a testament to the power of what you can do to up-level your life and business every single year. So yeah, there's lots more testimonials if you want to check them out at foodhealsnation.com/rise. If this sounds like something you want to join and be in the community with us for the next year and just up-level your career and have that support system, have the accountability. That's really important because I know we like to set some big goals, but very often if they're just for ourselves, we don't necessarily accomplish them if we don't have a friend, a family member, a colleague, or a boss pushing us for that deadline. And so with the Rise community, you'll have that in a really loving and encouraging way. So let me give you some details if you're still with me. I'm assuming that you're interested. So in 2021, we will meet once a month on Wednesdays, and we meet at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern, And that is the standard time we'll always meet, third Wednesday of the month. But then we also have bonus trainings, which I make earlier to accommodate people in different time zones and on different days to accommodate different people's schedules. So we'll always consistently meet on that third Wednesday. And then we usually add in extra hot seats or extra trainings or Zoom calls throughout the month. And those are just as an, you know, as a TBD notice as things come up. And so I would love to have you. It's for you if you are a wellness entrepreneur or want to create that side hustle and want to produce more income, impact, and influence in your business and create more time freedom to pursue your passion. It's really for people who have a mission to serve, have a mission to help others improve their lives in some way. And the trainings are live and you do come on and speak. But if you don't want to speak and you're not feeling it, you can just sit there and listen. That is totally fine. But we really do encourage you to come on and interact and, you know, give your advice, get the advice that you're looking for and find people to collaborate with. And of course, if you can't make it, you always have lifetime access to the replays. So we do the 2-hour monthly call. We talk about everything under the sun, marketing, monetization, networking, sales funnels, podcasting, blogging, video producing, copywriting, speaking, coaching, social media, sponsorship, online courses, summits, membership sites, events, retreats, anything you can think of. We talk about how to do it in the wellness community. You also get access to Food Heals VIP Club episodes, which is just bonus content where we cover other topics like health and vegan business, spirituality, relationships, wellness, manifestation, law of attraction. And of course, you get lifetime access to all the trainings, all the courses, and the replays. I bring in special guests all the time. We do panel discussions with other wellness entrepreneurs doing amazing things in the space. So I'll teach you everything I know. And if I don't know how to do something that everyone in the group wants to learn, I bring in someone way smarter than me to talk about how they did it so that we can all have amazing, you know, aha moments and takeaways from other people in the wellness community. We also have a beautiful Facebook group that's on, you know, 24 hours a day where you can network with this passionate community of fierce wellness entrepreneurs. And it's really only for us, so we don't let anyone in who's not in the mastermind. So it's just for us to collaborate. We also do show reviews. We review each other's shows, our books, our products. We interview each other on our YouTube channels, or we do shout outs on each other's podcasts, or we interview each other on each other's podcasts. We do collabs and we have each other on each other's YouTube platforms or blogs. And, you know, we just really support and take care of one another so that we can rise together. That's why it's called Rise. And then we have a bonus Instagram group where we support each other's social media on Instagram, because I think Instagram is such a beautiful place to build your business. And of course, we also talk about the other emerging platforms like TikTok, like Clubhouse, whatever it might be that's emerging, we will be talking about it. You can be sure of that. And something I really encourage everyone to do is to share their stories. Whatever medium you want to share it through, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a book, whether it's a YouTube series, whether it's a TikTok, any form of media. It could be a blog, maybe you're a writer. Share your story, because when you share your journey, you're really allowing others to learn from your mistakes and to be inspired by the lessons that you've learned. So in Rise, we just stop being quiet. We stop playing small. We find our voices, we use our voices, and we share our stories everywhere. Podcasting, filmmaking, writing, speaking, coaching, teaching. And that's how you create this impact and this influence. And when you share yourself authentically, that's when the magic happens. When you stop being fake and you start being real, you know, that's when your friends start to hang on your every word. That's when your fans start to actually make changes in their lives because they're inspired by what you have accomplished or what you've taught them to do or what you've overcome. And that's how you become that person of influence. And the more influence you have, the more impact you can make and the more income you can have. So this is all about doing something that you love, something that you're good at, that helps other people, and getting paid for it and creating that pandemic-proof income. Because that pandemic could have taken me down if I didn't have multiple streams of income from doing what I love. And so that's something I'm really passionate about teaching as well. And this is how we can really affect change and really change the world. It's like as we grow and create those followers and listeners and readers and super fans, we start to have a global impact. And with that impact comes more abundant opportunities for those passive and active income streams. And the more that we earn in our businesses, the more we can actually give back to the world, give back to the causes that we care about, and expand our reach even further than we could have possibly imagined. So it's like if you're struggling because you're like, who am I to do this? Or who am I to charge money for this? It's like, it is not about us. It is about the people that we can serve with our message. And so we have to charge for our worth. We have to charge so that we can pay our own rent while we make a difference in the world. And you know, when Gabby Bernstein came on the Food Heals podcast, she said, if I hadn't written the book Spirit Junkie, hundreds of thousands of people would not be healed, would not be sober today. So when you think about it from that perspective, is it not our responsibility, right, to share our message, our mission, and our story with the world authentically, untethered, and unashamed, right? And accept money for that sharing, right? So I just want to encourage you, whether you joined Rise or not, start sharing your stories because your story could be the key to unlocking someone else's prison. Remember that. And really, everything changed for me when I started the Food Heals podcast. Not that I didn't love what I was doing before, but it was no longer serving, you know, fulfilling my soul purpose, I would say. And it did for a while. You know, I had my film production company and I loved it for a long, long time until I didn't. And it was time to pivot. My passions had changed. My drive had changed. My direction had changed. That career had run its course. And it was scary, you know, to step out of. And I didn't do it all at once and just jump into Food Heals. It was a slow progression of getting out of the film production industry and into doing my own thing with the Food Heals brand. And so it was a slow transition, but gosh, I'm so glad I took the leap because my life truly did change. I had never been a speaker on stage before I started the Food Heals podcast, and the podcast gave me an authority, and the book does the same thing if you want to write a book. But when you become a person of influence online, you start getting opportunities that you may have never imagined before. I certainly hadn't. I started booking speaking gigs across the US and even abroad. And years ago, I didn't even know that was a possibility, but I had gained this credibility, right? And so it was easy to land these speaking gigs, whether they were podcasting, entrepreneurship, health and wellness events, film festivals. I spoke at Sundance. I spoke at VaynerMedia. I went to Ireland and spoke at a beautiful event called High Vibe Live. I've spoken at podcast conferences like Podcast Movement, Podfest. I've spoke at Cannes, the Cannes Film Festival, New Media Summit. I spoke at She Podcasts, Growth Now Movement Live, Transformed Live, Outlier Fest. I went to Australia and spoke at We Are Podcasts. I spoke on the podcast cruise. And I don't say this to brag. I'm in awe that I was able to do this. And it's because I got out of my comfort zone. And I was like, I think I'd be good at this. Let's test out the waters. And by podcasting, I was able to always practice public speaking. So by the time I hit the stage, I was already like, had that natural ability and a little bit of skill. And the more you do it, the better you get and the more stages you get invited to be on. I got to lead 2 vegan retreats in Italy with my retreat partner. You guys know the amazing Leslie Durso. And that's because I started Food Heals and I was able to find a tribe of people who wanted to go on these trips, who wanted to learn how to eat more plant-based in a beautiful location and go on an amazing retreat with like-minded people. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it this year due to the pandemic, but it will definitely be back. But if retreats is something that you want to lead, you know, maybe if you build that online presence, it's absolutely something that you can start doing when the world gets a little bit back to normal. You know, I published a book, Food Heals. And before that, I actually got a book deal. And I think I've shared the story on the show before, but I let that contract run out because I didn't like the deal that I got. And I ended up self-publishing and I couldn't be more excited for that. So, you know, you could get a book deal or you could self-publish, and that's another area of credibility that you can establish, which can lead to greater things. And you can share your story and help more people with a book. I have online courses. That's a great way to reach more people with your message. It's great to have clients. I love my clients, but I can certainly reach more people with an online course and often at a lower price point for them, but still make that passive income for me by setting up a course that kind of runs itself. So it's a great way that you can help people and provide a lot of value, and you put a lot of work into it, but then it kind of runs on its own in the background if you set up those sales funnels. And that's something we can certainly talk about how to do in the mastermind. So you're still with me and you've enjoyed the conversation today. Thank you so much for being here. Check out Rise. It's at foodhealsnation.com/rise. And if you have any questions, you can email info@foodhealsnation.com or you can Instagram DM me at AllisonMelodyTV. I really hope to see you in Rise. I know that if you've got it, if you've made it this far, it must be resonating with your soul and there's something inside of you telling you this is right for you. And I would love to have you. It's a great community. And if you have questions or you want to talk to some other members, I'm happy to hook you up with them. Foodhealsnation.com/rise. Got some amazing episodes coming up in the pipeline. And stay tuned. Keep listening to the Food Heals podcast because I have a major, major exciting announcement coming up soon that I can't wait to tell you about. Can't reveal it yet, but it's coming, Food Heals Nation. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful week.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.